President Trump says he's making good on his promise to lower drug prices for Americans. He announced a deal with Pfizer on Tuesday and also announced a new government website called TrumpRx. NPR pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lupkin is following this. Hey, Sydney, so what's in this deal?
The splashiest part involves Pfizer selling its drugs, such as Xeljanz for rheumatoid arthritis, directly to consumers at a discount. Consumers could access the deals through a website operated by the federal government called TrumpRx. Trump has talked about bringing drug prices in line with what other developed countries pay and making those other countries pay what he calls their fair share. Here's Trump at the press conference.
The United States is done subsidizing the health care of the rest of the world. It's a big thing. I can't tell you how big this is.
The deal also includes discounts for Medicaid and a pledge from Pfizer to sell new drugs at the same price in the U.S. as in other developed countries. Trump says similar deals with other drug makers are in the works.
How did President Trump get the drug makers to come to the table?
Yeah, it started with an executive order back in May on what the president calls most favored nation drug pricing. That would link U.S. prices to those elsewhere. Over the summer, he upped the ante with letters to 17 drug makers that gave them 60 days to come up with plans, and then came closed-door negotiations. During the press conference, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told reporters that negotiations went late into the night. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla was at the press conference too, by the way. He said this deal came with a three-year grace period from certain tariffs, and he added that tariffs were the, quote, most powerful tool to motivate behaviors. So it's clear the threat of them played a role here, though the many details of the deal aren't public.